Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kay, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kay.
Mark Kay!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kay is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
So this was a meme I just saw. Ready? All those people in North and South Carolina who decided to stay where they are and ride out Hurricane Flo. What do you call them? Flo riders.
It's going down for it.
Flo riders. I mean, you know what? I know a lot of people right now are like, I don't get it. That's okay. Ask your kids. They'll love it. What's up? This is The Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining us. And it is going down for real, in North Carolina right now. We got a lot of stuff we got to get to today. First of all, we've got Arielle Nixon coming in here with the latest on how bad Flo actually is and what to expect in the next couple of hours here. I texted our buddy Kevin, who we've been following Kevin's saga all week long. Should he stay or should he go? Well, he decided to stick it out. He decided to be a Flo Rida, and I texted him this morning and said, are you alive? I just now heard back from him, which leads me to believe yes. He didn't answer the question, but the fact that I heard back from him, you just figured it's like, you know, process of elimination. And then, of course, John Bachman. In fact, I think we're gonna go to John Bachman here in just a minute. In fact, I think he may be ready right about now. John Bachman in the First Alert Storm Tracker. Now, not only do I watch John Bachman on television, I also stalk him on Instagram. And this whole trip has been very interesting because he's been in First Alert Storm Tracker. He's been driving up and down the coast. You can see the wind start to pick up. And sometime last night on his story, he was driving around looking for gas, which was troublesome because you would think that a TV station would send their A reporter into the field with sufficient fuel, but that's not always the case. Finally, in the middle of the night, he found gas and he was so excited about it, he went on his Instagram story and posted this. Hold on, let me play it for you so you can hear it.
Woo! We have gas!
Which is one of my favorite sound clips from all time. John Bachman, are you there?
Yes, gas is gold during a hurricane, Mark Kay. Doesn't matter how prepared you are. We had the First Alert Storm Tracker topped off throughout the day yesterday. We have a extra 5-gallon gas can in the back, strapped to the back. But you drive by dozens of gas stations and they're not open. They're closed up. They've got the cellophane tape wrapped around the pump.
Yeah.
And you just can't get it. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, it's either that they're out of it or, like you said, they've already bugged out too and there's right. Nobody there, and they've got to make sure that those pumps are secure because the wind could blow those things all over the place. Well, we're glad that you so, I mean, what happens now if you run out of gas again? Do you think you have enough to get home?
I think we're going to be okay. First of all, they'll come back online once the storm moves past.
Okay.
They're guarding against the eye and the strong winds,
yeah.
89 mile winds that are going to be flowing through here. But once it's past, they'll open up fairly quickly as long as it's not flooded.
Yeah, and no,
then
that's true.
There lies the problem.
All right.
We've got a couple of good locations now that we've been here a couple of days, scouted out where they've left the pumps on. That's where we were last night, as you heard. I was so ecstatic. The place was closed, but they left the pumps on so we could pay with our card and get gas. It was
yep.
great.
And for those of you that want to know just how ecstatic he was.
Woo! We have gas!
This is my favorite. I mean, that's really, I've never heard a man so excited to have gas in his entire life.
I regret doing that, Mark. Thank you.
Hey, listen, so where are you? We've been tracking this, and of course, it came in right where around the New Bern area, Wrightsville Beach area of North Carolina, but South Carolina in the direct path as well. Where are you in relation to the storm right now?
Well, I am south of it. We found a hotel room in Georgetown, South Carolina, which is about 30 miles south of Myrtle Beach. And so that's where we posted up for the last couple of days. And last night, we drove all the way up to Ocean Isle, North Carolina. We were on the outer edges of it for the 10 and 11 o'clock newscast last night. They're now in the thick of the heavy rain and wind as the eye is approaching Ocean Isle.
Right.
I think it's about 50 miles southwest of Wilmington now, approximately, and moving very slowly down this way towards us. We're in the First Alert Storm Tracker driving north towards Myrtle Beach right now. Garrett Beatenbaugh is there, and so we're going to try to overlap him and head back near where we were last night, frankly, because that's where we expect a lot of inland flooding. We're hearing reports of a lot of inland flooding. In fact, North Carolina Emergency Management just tweeted out at 10:30 that there are right now 500,000 people without power in North Carolina. And, as I just stated, the eye is still moving through. And they're expecting 20 to 40 more inches of rain with this storm.
Wow.
So, even though it's, lessened in the category of the strength of winds, and heck, we saw about 100 plus miles away from the eye just last night driving back on this country road, a tree that had fallen across the road, taking down power lines.
Wow.
And luckily we were in the First Alert Storm Tracker with the power lights, because otherwise we might not have seen it till it's too late. I mean, it was that crazy. So that was a long ways away from where the actual, eye and the strong part of the storm is. So it's widespread, and there's going to be a lot of flooding and damage with this storm, even if it's just a Category 1, so to speak.
And storm surge, I mean, and the way it's hovering off the coast, we've seen that similarly cause serious damage in other storms. But the storm surge, the water coming over like we experienced at Met Park, or not Met Park, got at Five Points last year here in Jacksonville. I mean, those beach communities, a lot of people have houses right up on the beach, and there are roads right along the water. Are you seeing, or have you been out there yet to see how far up the surf is coming? Are they covering up the roads? Are they covering up any of the habitats out there?
We have not yet, and I'll be honest, we're not going to be able to get over there anytime soon.
Because
if you're not already over there, the bridges in North Carolina to all the barrier islands,
it's all closed.
So it won't be for quite some time till we can get over there and assess it. Now, I used to work at WRAL out of Raleigh. They have teams of people up and down the Outer Banks and the areas that were hit and still are getting hit the hardest. And, those barrier islands, that's what they're designed to do, is kind of almost wash away and
right.
that sort of thing. And so there are roads being washed out right now up there. That's bad, and it can be dangerous, certainly. But really, I think the story is going to be the inland communities that are low-lying and are getting, like you said, the storm surge that's throwing the water back up to all of these rivers that feed into the ocean. The Cape Fear is the big one. There's plenty of others, and as that storm pushes that water inland, you're going to see a lot of flooding there. And frankly, as I've been talking to locals, this area has gotten a lot of rain even before this storm. So this area was already saturated. I think that's why the tree we saw last night fell, because we hadn't gotten a lot of rain where that tree fell yet. We were still south of the storm, and so I think the ground, it was just so saturated initially, and then you throw a slight increase in wind, and now a big increase in wind, and 20 to 40 inches of rain, it's going to be a mess.
All right, John Bachman live out in South Carolina, where he's tracking the storm, and you're going to be there for a little while longer. When do we see you next? At noon?
I'm going to do a live report from inside the First Alert Storm Tracker at noon, because we're making our way to, some of these low-lying areas.
All right.
You'll see me at noon, and of course at 5, 6, and 10 and 11 on Action News Chat.
Yeah, pretty much like all the time he's on.
That's right.
He's like the guy. John Bachman from the First Alert Storm Tracker, gassed up and ready to go. John, take care of yourself, man. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend and get back safe. This is the Mark Kay Show. We are going to go right into the eye of the hurricane in just a minute. We're going to call my buddy Kevin, and we're going to make sure that he's okay. I don't know if he's on the roof. I don't know if he had to crack open his jet ski. I don't know what his situation is, but we're going to check in on him here in just a minute. Plus, Ariel Nixon will tell us the latest with Hurricane Flo. It's next on News 104.5 WOKV.
People are going to lose their homes, and there's going to be a lot of damage.
That is true. There's already a lot of people losing their homes. There's already a lot of damage in the North Carolina area, New Bern area, Jacksonville. I was watching, not Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I was watching some reports earlier today. They were walking through buildings down, trees down. The flooding continues. And I got a video from my buddy Kevin, who you may remember from, Wednesday's show, when his wife Ivy said, we need to leave, but Kevin wants to stay. And we all took a poll as to whether or not he should stay or go, and he decided to stay. And he sent me video this morning. Listen to this. This was his kitchen, and he sent me this, and I'll see if you can figure out what it is. At first, I thought it was like a boat. And I was like, damn, son, you got a boat going by your yard. That water's up high. But apparently, it's not a boat. It's just the wind settling into the house or rushing by. Anyway, this is right in the thick of it in Wilmington, North Carolina. We have Kevin, who I believe is still alive. Kevin, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Mark.
Are you on the roof?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. How is it there in Wilmington? Now, you are surrounded by water on three sides. Have you noticed it rising substantially? Is it closer to the house?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's up pretty good because we got a community dock back behind our house, and high tide's going to be here in about an hour, and it's definitely going to be above the docks. And I've sent you some pictures to your cell phone. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at them. But
yeah, no, I did. I was cruising through them here in just a minute. Tell me about this sound. This is what you woke up to, you said. And you're telling me that's the wind?
Yeah, I guess the wind was blowing so hard, and like on the backside of our house, we had like a little courtyard.
Yeah.
I guess the wind was just getting caught in between there, and it was just trying to push. Because if I put my hand on the door as hard as I could, it would stop it. But it was just that little bit of, I don't know, leakage that was getting through. It was making,
I mean, that's sound. To be able to push that hard on a door to make that, that is crazy. That, any other yeah. damage that you've noticed? Are there trees down around your property? Anything else? I mean, you said the dock may get washed away, but what else are you seeing out there?
Yeah, we got about six trees that are down, and then probably, four or five that have just been lost big limbs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My neighbor right behind me, he's in bad shape. He lives like on a circular piece of land, and he got water knocking on the door. And I know he's over there, so I'm gonna probably go check on him here in just a few minutes.
You go check. All right. How are the ribs holding up? Do you have some ribs left over?
They were banging, dude.
They were. I bet they were. Now, have you heard from your family? Where are they? Are they in a safe place still? Are they are you keeping track of them?
Yeah, they're about 3.5 hours west of here, by Charlotte, in Lexington, North Carolina. But
okay.
I've been talking to her. She's doing fine. She told me to give her a shout out. So, hey, Ivy. She's listening to your podcast or whatever you call it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no, listen online at WAP.com. I appreciate that. All right, at WOKV.com. All right, great, man. Well, listen, Kevin, power's gone, I assume.
Yeah, just our generator's running, but it makes no sense. We got, it runs two of our air conditioners and into the fridges and everything, but we don't have a single outlet in the house that works. I was jonesing for a cup of coffee this morning because I didn't know where to plug in the coffee maker.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. And you said that if you, are they expecting more water where you are, or do you even know? I mean, is there a chance that you and your neighbor could end up surrounded by water, like living on islands?
Well, he's lower than I am by quite a few feet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think our house is going to have any, water damage just for driving the rain, but we got they say it's going to stall over top of us and drop anywhere from 20 to 30 inches of rain. If that happens, who knows what's going to happen? That's just, it's biblical kind of rain.
Yeah, so so it's not even at you yet where you are in Wilmington. Yeah, it's kind of hanging out on the coast, right?
Yeah, like the eye just went over us about an hour and a half ago, and it was dead calm, Mark. I mean, it was just drizzling a little bit. There was no wind, and that's when I got outside and started looking around, but I guess the backside of it's coming up on us now.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the backside.
Yeah. Flipped up.
Okay. Hey, listen, Kevin, take care of yourself, okay? Don't do anything crazy.
You got it, man. Good talking to you, Mark.
Hey, thanks for all the updates, too, man. I really appreciate it. I check on you tomorrow, but, it's Saturday, and I'm not on the air. So hopefully you'll get through the weekend okay. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. I'll tell you what, man. My buddy Kevin, hey, football player in college, knows how to hunt, knows how to do everything. If anyone can survive this, it's him. So, shout out to him as well. At 340-1045. We've got Arielle Nixon here in just a minute, and she's going to talk about the eye of that hurricane. She's going to talk about how it's weakening. She's going to talk about how it's hovering. She's going to talk about what exactly is going on up there, and if at all we're going to see any effects by it. Because if you look at the cone, this thing keeps going south. It headed up to North Carolina. It's pushing back down along the South Carolina coast. It's going to hit Myrtle Beach. It's going to hit the Charleston area. It's going to hit John Bachman right smack in the face if he doesn't move. And then it's going to come into the middle of the state down into Georgia as well. So we'll see if there's still any change in our forecast for the weekend. In the meantime, we got to take a quick break. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
Woo! We have gas!
Yeah, that's John Bachman, anchorman from Action News Jax. He is live in South Carolina. That's from, you know, I put that up on my Instagram. So if you want to go see how excited he was, you can go to Mark K on Instagram, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y-E. Follow me on Instagram. It's live on my stories right now. And since he's up there, we wanted to get an expert perspective from someone down here. And also someone who's not just a pretty talking head, but somebody who knows what they're talking about. And that is meteorologist Ariel Nixon. Hold on, wait, your song's over here. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Everyone just talking. We haven't talked this much in a week, probably ever.
I know. It's been great talking to you, Mark.
I know. I'm going to miss the hurricane next week because, you know, I won't have an excuse to haul you into the booth and give you, you know, 20 minutes of airtime. Ariel, what are we looking at here as far as Flo? Where is she? What's she doing? Is John Bachman going to get, you know, dumped on? What are we looking at?
Well, first, I just had to go look at your Instagram story. That was great. But
thank you.
Florence is now Category 1. Winds are down to 180 miles per hour, as expected, as it's interacting with the coast there of the Carolinas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of friction there, and that helps to kind of weaken the storm. But it's still a hurricane, kind of just riding west-southwest along the coast of North Carolina, making its way towards South Carolina.
Okay, cool. It's still not going to hit us.
It is not going to hit us. It's going to be hot. It's going to be dry today and tomorrow. And, you know, the surf is, it's dangerous out there if you're not a strong swimmer. But we do now have the offshore wind. So it's cleaning up and the surfers are loving it.
I mean, that's exactly what happened. Whenever, that's the thing about the hurricane. The two people that love hurricanes are meteorologists and surfers. Because, I mean, they are just this smile, grinning ear to ear.
I don't know about grinning in the First Alert Weather Center. We're buckling down. This is what we train for.
You're grinning on the inside because you know now all that training and all that knowledge and all that scientific information you studied for all those years can now come and benefit people in Jacksonville and around the First Coast.
This is why I took Calc 3 and differential equations.
Yeah, that's right. Go Yellow Jackets. All right, so what now? This is, as far as the movement of this hurricane, is it just like, because it's kind of sitting there right now on the coast, just churning up the waves. Is it moving a lot slower? When do we expect it to finally, what's the step down from a Category 1 hurricane? Is it tropical storm?
Yes. Okay. Next would be a tropical storm. If the winds go below 75 miles per hour, then it would become a tropical storm.
Oh, I see.
But for now, it's still a hurricane. It's really a slow mover, and it's slowing down. It's only moving at 3 miles per hour now. Mm. So that's allowing it to just dump tons and tons of rainfall along the coast there, of especially North Carolina. So they're not only concerned about the freshwater flooding, which comes from the rain, but there's also storm surge flooding because it's just spinning there, basically pushing the ocean onshore, especially during high tide cycles. That water can just wash over the dunes, you know, like we saw here in parts of South Jacks Beach.
That's exactly. And that was downtown, too. The St. John's River flowed over into downtown. That's exactly what happened, right, from the storm surge?
Yes.
All right, so that's going to be the problem. Now, we feel for all the folks up north who are dealing with the hurricane, and we definitely have them in our thoughts and prayers, and we're glad that, you know, this thing is happening now, and hopefully by the weekend it'll be over and we can start to, you know, rebuild. In the meantime, for us here in Jacksonville, we have a big game on Sunday. How's the forecast?
Big game.
Are you going?
No, I heard you say something about you had an extra ticket for me, though.
You know what? If I had an extra ticket, you would be the first call that I make. However, I only have a particular number of tickets, the two tickets for me and my wife. You don't have tickets of your own. That's not a perk you get at the Action News Jax.
No perks.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. Okay, bummer. Anyway, so what's the forecast going to be like for those of us that are lucky enough to attend?
Well, we are going to have some widely scattered showers and storms. So dry today and tomorrow, and then showers and storms are going to start to creep back into the forecast by Sunday. So the first part of the day is dry, and I think most of the tailgate hours are dry. But it's that first quarter to maybe even the first half that will have widely scattered showers and storms. So we're going to be watching that closely. But there's definitely the potential for some rain to impact at least the first half of the game. By the end of the game, I think it'll be dry. But you know what? If you don't go to the game like me, you can sit on the couch and watch it on CBS 47.
You're just doing that rain. You're just making it rain on purpose because you're bitter you don't have a ticket.
That's it.
Ariel Nixon from the from Action News Jax. Hey, Ariel, thank you so much for not just today, but all week long. And hopefully, you know, we won't have to talk about hurricanes again for a while.
Thanks, Mark. Get a frosé for me while you're at the game.
I'll get two. All right.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. That's the whole Action News Jax team coming together really, really brilliantly. And Garrett Biedenbaugh and John Bachman out in the First Alert Storm Tracker.
Ooh, we have gas!
And like I said, hopefully we won't have to talk to any of them again for several weeks. Now, with the hurricane and with people staying, there's always questions that arise. There's always people talking about, you know, should you stay? Should you go? Should you protect your property? Do you need to be there? Are there going to be looters? You know, the insurance companies, do they pay for you? Or what if you sit on the top of your house? You know, should you? This is a question that always comes up. And we actually got some open mic messages about this, too, while we were discussing the hurricane and specifically people who don't leave.
This is America, man. They can't make you leave your house if you don't want to. But they can, however, charge those folks for the rescue efforts.
That's the question. You can't make somebody leave their house, but if they get rescued, can you send them a bill for a helicopter that comes and hauls your butt off the roof? Can you send them a bill for a boat or the Coast Guard who has to come in and rescue you? You know, how are we recouping those costs? You know, and it's a question that always comes up. If you stay, should you pay? If you stay, should you pay? 340-1045 is the number.
Some people didn't have the money to get out. Like my cousin. She's a school teacher. She didn't work all summer. So she's been broke.
So I guess she doesn't have money for gas or money for a hotel room. Or some people just, you know, they just don't have any place to go. They don't have relatives. They don't have friends in the middle of the state. What do you do in that case? What do you do if you're so poor that the only thing you can do is stay home in a hurricane and then in the end you have to get rescued?
People want to stay and protect their property. You know, there's a lot of mean and bad people out there who will steal all your stuff. So I'm sure that's what they were thinking.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It's not, you know, hurricanes bring out the best in people, but it also brings out the worst in people. So what if you're just there because you don't want someone going through your stuff or damaging your property or looting your home? You want to make sure that if there's flood damage, you try to get it under control right away. Should those people be penalized with some kind of evacuation tax or some kind of evacuation fine if in the end we need to send emergency services out to check on them? And don't we have emergency services going out anyway?
They should have to wait till the storm's over to be saved.
Now this guy's saying, hey, wait till the storm's over to be saved. If you're on your roof, just sit there because, you know, we don't want to put any other people. It's an interesting question and one that we tackled, I think, you know, a couple hurricanes ago, because you see these folks who don't leave and then all of a sudden they are in dire need of help. Thank God for the Cajun Navy. Because I don't think they charge anybody. 340-1045. We're going to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls lined up. 340-1045. What do you do in a storm? If someone doesn't evacuate and they have to be rescued, should you send them a bill? 340-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. More of your calls coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Friday. That's exciting. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? All this hurricane talk, and I forgot to play one of my favorite Friday sound clips.
It's Friday!
Yeah, just followed second in a close second by my new favorite sound clip.
Woo! We have gas!
John Bachman at a gas station early in the morning after driving 100 miles in the First Alert Storm Tracker on fumes, man. You think, talk about that. You think that you get scared when you're driving down 95 and your E-light is on and you're like, I can make it one more exit. I can make it one more exit. And you're not in the middle of a hurricane. Imagine being in a $1 million tricked out Jeep with weather equipment and satellite dishes and all kinds of you know what on it. Imagine driving around in a hurricane on fumes, not knowing if you're ever going to get gas again, and then pulling up to a pump where you put in your corporate credit card, and thank God that thing still works, you're able to fuel up and drive yourself to safety. You too would lose your typical anchorman cool for one moment, get on Instagram and scream,
"Ooh, we have gas!"
So we're happy that John Bachman is safe. Now, at this time, and somebody called up and said, hey, ain't we going to do that Week in Review Spelling Bee? I've been practicing my spelling all week long. Well, typically we would do Week in Review Spelling Bee at this time. However, really all we've been talking about all week is Florence, and we all know how to spell that. We spelled it last week. Also, we have a couple of things going on. First, there was also a big heist here at the radio station. I mean, you want to talk about, we're talking about looters in North Carolina and looters after a hurricane. We were still in the process of moving. That's a long move, man. You know, we've been moving radio stations from one side of Jacksonville to the other side of Jacksonville. And, well, we got an email from a woman who's in charge of our marketing department. And she was a frantic email. She sent it to the whole staff saying that several boxes are missing. And if we see them, to please report to her immediately. And she itemized the boxes. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of stuff. Also, it happens to be every box from our quote-unquote prize closet, which is where we keep the most valuable stuff. And unfortunately, among the missing boxes are one large box of WOKV stickers, one large box of WOKV tumblers, one large box of the WOKV travel coffee mugs, which we give out as our prizes for this very game, and one box of WOKV chip clips, which I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know we had, and I'm a little upset that nobody decided to bring me one, because I'm a chip clipping fool, and I could put those things to good use and advertise the radio station at the same time. Anyway, so we're limited on prizes as well, and that's why we'll hopefully we will find those items. We will apprehend whoever is responsible for taking them, and we will be back with Week in Review trivia this time next week. In the meantime, let's talk about the hurricane, shall we? We have some people on the line that want to comment about whether or not these folks who stay, these folks who decided, I'm not leaving, I'm going to sit here and just ride out Flo, I'm going to be a Flo rider.
Going down for it.
If those people should be charged by the government or fined in some way, should they need help evacuating? Let's go to Jack on the west side. Jack, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. What do you want to say, sir?
Yeah, Mark, appreciate your show. Listen to the people up there in Westbrook today hollering about you. Needing help, and they locked in their attic.
Yeah,
they went up there without an axe, and went up there with a chainsaw, and then they called in and asked for help when they're flooded. How in the world is anybody going to see their address when it's under 10 foot of water?
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess you got to use GPS at that point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Deborah in Jacksonville, how are you?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Doing great, Deborah. What'd you want to say?
Well, I do a lot of work with the Jacksonville Emergency Management Team.
Yeah.
And as far as Jacksonville is concerned, and I think it's pretty universal in most cities, there are enough shelters to handle the people who are being asked to evacuate. And even if you need help getting to the evacuation centers, we can provide for that too. So there's no reason for people to stay. If they don't have money, if they don't have a place to go, we have places of safety for them, safety for their dogs, people that need medication. We can have a special unit for them. And we've got it taken care of all over the city. And I imagine it's like that all over the country.
All right, Deborah. Hey, good point. Thanks for calling. Van in Jacksonville. Van, thanks for calling the Mark K Show. Last comment. What you want to say?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, my comment is, yes, I agree with Deborah. There are shelters, more than enough shelters, but how many people want to attend a shelter? I mean, they're not the best conditions. But my comment was that I don't think we should charge these people that are limited with funds, because what about the people that have those million-dollar homes on the beach and they get to use FEMA funds, right?
I assume if their insurance doesn't pay for it.
Yes, so I mean, we're not telling these people to build their homes right there on the beach, but they get to use federal aid.
Yeah. Hey, Van, thanks so much for your call, and we really appreciate it. You know, we should probably delve into this on Monday, too. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone in North Carolina. Also, the Cajun Navy's on the way, so that they're not going to charge you anything. They're just doing it out of the good of their hearts. Stay tuned for Rush Limbaugh and the news. They're next on News 104.5 WOKV. Go Jaguars!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.